Санкт-Петербург. Тексты и упражнения. Книга 2. Марина Анатольевна Гацкевич.
St. Petersburg. Texts and Exercises. Book 2. Marina Gatskevich. The Spit, Strelka of Vasilyevsky Island. Strelka is the name given to the eastern tip of Vasilyevsky Island. Vasilyevsky Island is the largest of the islands in the Neva Delta. The Neva breaks into two arms here, the Bolshaya, Big Neva, and the Malaya, Little Neva. There was a port here until 1837, and for a long time, this was one of the busiest parts of the city. The commercial port was situated here till the middle of the 19th century. In the 1710s, Peter the Great decided to make Vasilyevsky Island the center of his newly built capital. He ordered a network of canals to be dug across the island in the fashion of Amsterdam. However, Peter's plan was destined to fail. The building of the architectural ensemble of the Spit began in the first third of the 19th century. Outstanding architects took part in the creation of this beautiful ensemble. The Stock Exchange was the first building erected here. It was designed by the architect, Thomas de Thoman, with the assistance of Andreyan Zakharov. It was placed strictly along the axis of the Spit on a high open terrace. 44 powerful columns encircle the building, almost concealing its walls. The foundation stone was laid in June 1805. The building was finished in 1816, but Thomas de Thoman didn't live to see this day. The building is reminiscent of an ancient Greek temple. Over the main entrance facing the Spit, there is the sculpture, Neptune Emerging from the Waves. On both sides of it, you can see a sculpture of a young woman with a crown on her head representing the Neva River, and a sculpture of a man representing the river Volkhov. On the opposite side, there is Mercury, the god of trade. The Stock Exchange now houses the Central Naval Museum. It was founded in 1709 by order of Peter the Great. The collection of the Central Naval Museum moved here from the Admiralty Building in 1939. At both sides of this building, there were the warehouses and the custom house. They were designed by the architect Giovanni Lucchini. Two warehouses were built symmetrically between 1826 and 1832. The goods delivered to the port were stored there. The warehouses now accommodate the Zoological Institute, the Zoological Museum, and the Central Soil Science Museum. At the same time as warehouses between 1829 and 1832, the building of the customs was erected. Its pediment is crowned with the figures of Mercury, the god of trade, Neptune, the god of navigation, and Ceres, the god of the harvest. Now the former customs house is occupied by the Institute of Russian Literature, known as the Pushkin House. In front of the Stock Exchange, the two rostral columns were installed between 1805 and 1810, after a project of Thomas de Thoman. The tradition of installing rostral columns as memorials symbolizing naval victories goes back to ancient Rome. In Rome, the monuments of triumph were decorated with bows of defeated ships. The height of each column is 32 meters. At the base of each column, there are two allegorical figures of the Russian trade waterways, the Neva and the Volkhov, the Volga and the Dnieper. These figures were designed by the sculptors G. Thibault and I. Cumberlane. The columns served as lighthouses. The light pointing out the way for ships was switched on here. Tripod bowls were mounted at the top of each column. The bowls were filled with oil, which was lit up at twilight. Nowadays, gas torches are lit above these columns during festivals.